From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell and Florida Governor Jeb Bush visited Southeast Asia to assess the need for disaster assistance. The U.S. government has pledged $350 million to help recovery efforts in countries hit by last week's earthquake and tsunamis. Also today, the Pentagon said it would send more helicopters to the region, part of the U.S. military deployment in support of the relief effort. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The tsunamis devastated infrastructure throughout the region, making it difficult to get aid to desperate people. Navy Admiral Thomas Fargo, the head of U.S. Pacific Command, says the destruction of roads, bridges, ports, and airports has made helicopters vital to the relief effort. He told reporters at the Pentagon that the United States already has sent 45 helicopters to the region and probably will double the number.
Is double the number of helicopters better? Does it produce twice as much? Maybe pretty close to twice as much. And so it'll remain a priority in terms of this relief effort.
In the first few days of the disaster, the United States was criticized for its initial aid offer, $15 million. The Bush administration increased that figure dramatically as the scale of the disaster became apparent. Secretary of State Powell, accompanied by the president's brother, Governor Bush, went to Thailand and then Indonesia today to assess what more needs to be done. In Jakarta, Powell said the U.S. is responding to a human tragedy, but he noted that a huge outpouring of U.S. aid also could improve the United States' image in a predominantly Muslim region.
But I think it does give the Muslim world and the rest of the world an opportunity to see American generosity, American values in action, where we care about the dignity of every individual and the worth of every individual and our need to respond to the needs of every individual of whatever faith. America is not an anti-Islam, anti-Muslim nation.
Secretary Powell called the relief effort an investment in national security. According to the Pentagon, the Air Force had delivered 430,000 pounds of relief supplies to disaster areas as of yesterday. One aircraft carrier battle group is now in the region, along with an expeditionary strike group. Admiral Fargo says the deployment would not have been possible without the massive capability of the U.S. military.
The American taxpayers made an investment in a very solid and robust military capability that has a wide range of uses, and we're demonstrating the value of that investment today.
Admiral Fargo said he does not know what the relief effort might cost, but he said it takes about $2.5 million a day to deploy just the carrier group. Reporters at the Pentagon questioned whether the U.S. military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq are limiting the United States' ability to respond to the disaster. The admiral said no.
We have a certain capacity that we always maintain in the Pacific, so we haven't had to decrement those capabilities in Afghanistan and Iraq.
U.S. officials say that Washington is basing its response to the crisis on ongoing assessments of need and the requests of individual countries. The situation varies considerably from place to place. For instance, Sri Lanka and Indonesia suffered far more infrastructure damage than Thailand. Admiral Fargo says Sri Lanka has specifically asked for help in getting aid to hard-to-reach places.
Engineering assistance is going to be helpful, and this would be the kind of engineering assistance that might be provided by Seabees, for example, just to make roads passable and bridges usable. That and medical assistance are the two biggest requests from Sri Lanka, and so we're tailoring our response accordingly.
On Thursday, Secretary Powell will attend a meeting in Jakarta with officials from throughout the region to discuss a coordinated and long-range recovery plan. A top priority, creating a region-wide tsunami warning system. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News at the Pentagon.